Welcome. Hi. Welcome and hello. Welcome to the return of a famous show, a show that some would say is famous, others would say is infamous. Some would say is joyous, some would say is notorious.
I would say it's joyous and famous.
And famous. Yeah, and I would say that too. You know, the show that is starting today has tried to be canceled before. It has been canceled because we weren't here.
But we persevere
because that's just life. You just gotta get through it.
And you know what? It's back during autism season as well.
Yeah, it's literally like autism awareness month.
Yes, it's also autism season, when the leaves start falling.
Yeah, autism.
But yeah, this is the autism show.
Yes, welcome. I'm Naima Money with
DJ Mudskipper
and
with
special guest.
I'm Oom.
It's Oom. Wait, DJ that's literally Oom. It's DJ Oom. Are you DJ Oom or just Oom?
I'm just Oom.
Hello, Oom. Our Oom today is not a DJ yet, actually, now that I think about it.
Nope.
But they are just an oomph for now.
An oomph that's about to be diagnosed.
About to be diagnosed as
autistic.
And will become a DJ in the next few weeks.
Diagnosed with DJ? Are you going to be diagnosed with DJ? Is it terminal?
It's not terminal. You will die with it. Well, you will die with it, but you won't die from it.
Maybe it's chronic.
Long term. Mm-hmm. I would call it long term because, does it decrease your life expectancy? I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
No. Maybe we should do some research on this.
Wait, let me look it up really quickly.
You know, I know someone who's an ETOX major who could get on this.
Oh, so the sad truth is yes.
Being a DJ is
ain't no way, bruh.
Autism.
You know what? I'm living longer.
I'm literally living longer.
Not 39 years, the freak.
Wait, 39? That's the Miku number.
39 years life expectancy? That's low, bro.
That's not true.
That can't be right. This is to scare people. This is like for anti-vax people.
That's not true.
We're living, guys. We're living.
It's because these are autistic people that are not vaccinated.
Let me look up. I don't know, bro. Satrus, yeah, bruh. You know, this is only like one source. There's a few. Wait, what? It does not reduce your life expectancy.
Wait, what does that mean?
This article literally says. Wait, you can read it.
Autism does not reduce your life expectancy. Being autistic does. That is what the article says. This is not what I think.
It says this is an issue of equality, not biology or neurology.
I see.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
It's crazy how, yes, there is a lower life expectancy. Approximately 16 years lower to 20 years lower. Even this abtaba.com, Above and Beyond Therapy, ABA.
I can't be real.
I believe I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to live forever as well because I'm autistic.
Honestly, this is one of those moments where, like, you know, you see, like, you have to, like, think critically. Because sometimes you see a statistic and, like, just because it says it doesn't mean that applies to yourself, to your friends.
Exactly.
And, you know, you might just start praying, like, oh, that's not me.
You are not just a number, guys.
We are not just a statistic. Bro, we will live past 39. Bro, I'm scared.
Like, I'm literally going to live until 80.
Like, I'm so scared right
88.
now. Until 88.
Maybe, no, wow. 89. Yeah, that's a good number.
I wonder how long Oomph will live.
Oomph, how long do you think you're going to live?
I think it depends on the results of this quiz.
Do you know? Oh, yes.
You can give your prediction.
So, for today's edition of the Autism Show, we will be diagnosing Oomph. So, if Oomph would like to get into the diagnosis chair and take a quiz for us. Wait, by the way, do we have music on? Okay, pause for a second. Oomph is not gonna start just yet because we have to set the tone. Because being diagnosed with autism is a really big feat for someone. We can't just have any ordinary playlist. We have to have something special. Very special.
Yeah, they can help you hear better. You can hear
yourself too.
You can hear your autism.
I don't enjoy that.
A legend.
Okay. Shall we start?
Yeah, let's start the quiz.
Shall we start the quiz?
Should I read it?
Yeah, read it out loud.
The social dynamics of group work are hard to navigate. I feel like I do my best when I'm working solo.
Can you relate? Who can relate? Woo!
Figure out the best way to do something and I stick with it. I'd rather not change things up unless there's a clear good reason to do so. No.
No.
I think that's normal. I have a deep passion for my hobbies and pastimes. I love collecting info about them over long stretches of time. I would say so, yes.
So you got hobbies.
Yes, I have interests in my life.
What are your hobbies and interests? Yes. Like, not to like detract, but like from this quiz, but I'm just like curious.
I like J-pop. I like journaling.
Okay, JJ. what else?
I'm getting into fountain pens.
Whoa, that's very interesting.
Thank you.
Do you like when you like journal? Like maybe because you just like mentioned like fountain pens. Like, do you write in cursive or like a certain like font style, or is it kind of just like you just like do your own writing and it's like very beautiful with your fountain pen?
Yeah, my own handwriting.
Okay. No, that's pretty
cursive.
Cool though. Pretty cool.
Thank you. I want to put people onto fountain pens. I lost the cursor also.
Navigating social gatherings is hard. Do you think navigating social gatherings are hard? What do you think? What's your input, Naima Money?
For myself or for oomph?
Yeah, how awkward am I right now?
I would say, honestly, like, I think if I was in your position, I would be more awkward.
Yeah, because we're literally diagnosed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would be more awkward. But it depends on the vibes of the room, you know what I mean? Like, if I feel safe, like, I'm going to open up. And I don't know about being... Yeah, honestly, like, I feel like this is a safe space for me. But I think, like, in a different setting, I'd be, like, very, like, strange, like, quiet. I don't know, nervous. It depends on who's in the room. But, yeah, for myself, I'd say... Yeah, I think I come across as a little bit awkward, no matter what. A little bit. I don't know. What do you think, Mudskipper, for yourself?
Awkward. I think I am very awkward, but I think it's a part of my personality. Like, I'm just like that.
Me too. I'm awkward.
Yeah, I agree.
I swear I have super hearing. Sometimes I'm able to hear things that my friends can't. No, I think I'm actually deaf.
Don't relate at all.
I'm losing my hearing. I think I have tinnitus.
No, you know, I had tinnitus too, but I thought it was because I had superpowers. So when I was younger, I thought I could hear like x-rays and stuff. And I was like listening. And oh, I also saw like those specks in your eyes and I thought I could see atoms. So I was really convinced that I had superpowers, super sight, super hearing. I actually wear glasses, so I actually don't have super sight, so...
Do you guys have like a specific moment like where you think you developed tinnitus or you think you just like have it?
I lost my hearing in my left ear for like 30 seconds in high school one time.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Wait, was it like after an event or just happened?
It just like...
Like
just
where
in
were
a
you?
Class.
Like in a class? Oh my gosh.
I thought it was Jover.
That's scary. Jover. I don't know.
Came back, right?
I don't know wild. Like when I developed tinnitus. I feel like it just always happens. But I think... Like, it doesn't necessarily always mean that you have bad hearing, right? I just, like, hear things.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. Because, honestly, like, I think that my hearing, like, in quality decreased. Especially in the past 2 years. Just being involved with KDVS, going to house shows. Not just house shows, actually. Honestly, I'm pretty sure this happened to me at a Slipknot concert or something like that. But, like, I remember... Or maybe it was even at... my school's version of a prom. It was like senior spectacular, but like, you know, it was like COVID time, so it's kind of like a little different. But I remember it was so loud that as I was walking out, like, my ears were ringing. And like now every time I go to like a really loud house show, like, my ears don't hurt at all, and people are like, my ears hurt so much. But honestly, like, I'm pretty sure like I lost that upper barrier, you know, of my hearing in that moment.
Your hairs.
Yeah, like my hairs just like
your
fell
hair.
off, like all of my I'm hairless.
No,
now
they will.
Oh, they're wilted.
Yeah.
No, I got. Damn. I had this phase where I was listening to speedcore, like.
Wait,
but it hurt.
I loved speedcore.
But I like put it on the lowest volume and it still hurt, and I couldn't like listen to anything after that. Mm-hmm. So I think I did kill my ears. Next question.
Yeah,
next question. I'm not skilled at reading people. I need them to be clear and honest with me, or I'll miss things. Kind of. Yeah.
What are your thoughts, DJ Naima Money?
I'd say like, yeah, sometimes it's like kind of hard for me to like read a room, because like I feel like there's just like the urge for me to say something is sometimes stronger than like how I think the person will react from it. So I would say like sometimes I honestly can read emotions, but like my problem is like caring about like what the emotion will be like in that one moment, but then after I like regret it and I'm like, oh dang, like I shouldn't have done that. Like I care after rather than like before. So I feel like I don't think things through sometimes.
I feel like I also don't think things through, but instead of like not necessarily caring, I think it's more like I literally don't understand until people tell me straight up. Because I feel like there's been multiple times where like I say something probably out of pocket, people like look at me weird and I'm like, wait, like what's happening? And then people are like, oh, like you shouldn't have said that. And I was like, oh, like why? But you know, we're working through it. That's just me. That's just DJ Mudskipper. I have a kind heart despite this all.
Too. And says, I feel confused when people say I was rude or blunt. I had no idea I was coming off that way. That's kind of the same thing.
The way that I was just talking about that.
I relate a lot, honestly. Like, my entire life I've been told, like, I'm very blunt. And, like, people will get offended by things I say. Sometimes people are offended, sometimes they're not. Like, I've had friends that are like, oh, like, I love, like, asking Naima a question because she'll just, like, tell me the truth, even if it's, like, brutal. Like, one time my friend was like, oh, wait, can I test that? And she was like, do I have a big nose? And I was like, yes, but I feel like it, like, fits your face well. And I was honestly being honest in that moment. But I can't lie, you know, I'm not going to be like, no, your nose is itty-bitty.
Is my nose big? Is my nose big?
No, I don't think your nose is big. I think it's normal sized. I don't know.
Wait, crazy.
You're like examining me now.
I know, I'm like, wait, I actually didn't really look at your nose when I still agree.
My parents say my nose is big. My parents call me pig. Oh. Pig nose. Yep.
In Bahasa or in
English? No, actually in Cantonese. Because my mom calls me a pig more than my dad does.
Oh my god. Okay, I would say... kind of.
You got a pointy nose, but it's good.
Thank you.
You know what?
Nose observation.
I always wanted a pointy nose.
A pointy nose. My nose is pointy.
It's good for glasses.
Yeah, it is good for glasses. Yeah, that's why I want one.
They don't slide down when I wear them.
Routines keep my life on track and help me avoid bad surprises. My life would be so much harder without them. I don't think I like have a routine ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like people who are into journaling are like routine-y people.
No, I just like journal for like, I spend like 2 hours journaling because I like don't want to do work.
Oh, you're not like a planner, journaler.
I'm like an aspirational.
I see. I journal with Pikmin. I heard you like Pikmin as well. What are your thoughts?
I'm a Pikmin enjoyer.
I love Pikmin.
Relatable.
Should we do a quick diagnosis? What Pikmin are you?
On Oomph?
Yeah, well, Oomph already told me what she thinks her answer would be, so I think you have to be the one to diagnose.
Honestly, I'm not really sure because I just met Oomph, but I think like based on, like let me try to recall like the different colors of Pikmin.
There is red Pikmin who is resistant, who can fight fire, has a big nose. There's yellow Pikmin, big ears, and it's immune to electricity. Then there's blue Pikmin who can swim, and he has a mouse. And then there's also purple Pikmin who is very strong and big, and he has 3 hairs on his head. Oh, you know, it's 5 hairs, I think. 5 or 3. And then there's rock Pikmin who's also strong, but he's like rock. and he's gray. And then there's also the glow Pikmin, who's green and glowing, and it kind of flies, and it has asymmetrical eyes. And there's pink Pikmin, who flies, and it has stripes. And there's white Pikmin, who's small. Oh, white, pink, and glow Pikmin are all really small, too. But white Pikmin is poisonous and is, like, the weakest of them all. Oh, there's also ice Pikmin, who's, like, rock Pikmin's brother. But he's ice.
Honestly, like, after hearing those options, I feel like now that I know there are more options, like, I'm left more indecisive and unsure. But honestly, you know what? I'm going to say I think the majority of the population is like yellow, red, or blue. And then very few people can emulate a rock Pikmin. Very few people can emulate purple. You know what? Personally, like after me thinking more, I think I'm a purple Pikmin. Myself. I didn't diagnose you, but I diagnosed myself. And then, because I forgot that one existed. I feel like... Wait, like, are you from, like, the area? Like, are you from, like, the Bay Area?
How does that work?
Do you go back like home back and forth a lot, or no? Like, will you?
It's my first quarter here, so yeah.
Can you see yourself going home often? Then I'd call you a pink Pikmin because you're making deliveries. You're flying around, going back and forth. You're not stationary, and it's just like me, like purple Pikmin. I stay here or I go home sometimes.
What about DJ Mudskipper?
I feel like you're honestly, like, I said blue Pikmin. I feel like when I look at blue Pikmin, though, it doesn't, like, remind me of you. Like, I don't think you look like blue Pikmin. I think I just said that because of water. I honestly haven't thought about it too deeply. But... I don't know. You know what? I don't know. No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment for your dear DJ Mudskipper. It's okay.
Well,
I said blue, but I'm not sure about it. You know what? Maybe you are yellow Pikmin. Maybe you are red, but I feel like you're not red Pikmin.
I don't think I'm red.
You're not. You're definitely not red Pikmin. I don't know if you're yellow. I honestly don't think you are either.
My big ears.
Are you white Pikmin? I don't know.
I've been told by many people that I'm white Pikmin. They're poisonous. They can melt things. They go like, and then they start melting things, like in the Pikmin film where they start melting metal beams.
Honestly.
I wanted to say white Pikmin, but then I was like, I don't know how you'd react. I just didn't say it. Because I was like, wait, like, I don't know how you'd feel about being white Pikmin. Because honestly, like, I think the red eyes scare me. Like, I don't think you look like white Pikmin, but then I feel like personality-wise, you're white Pikmin.
I'm evil?
No, I'm not saying you're evil. You're literally part of the team. Just like, you're part of the squad.
Okay, so we got pink Pikmin, purple Pikmin, and white Pikmin here. Wait, the way that we're like a rare... rarity, yeah. We're indie. Well, you know, Oomph told me that she thinks she's purple Pikmin, so
they're round.
Are you strong?
No.
Oomph? Oh,
I'm just round.
Well, you can be pink Pikmin because pink Pikmin's also round.
That's true. I think I'll take that diagnosis.
Yeah. Okay. What about your autism diagnosis?
I don't know. We're on eight
Wait,
of 20.
Do you want to speed run this?
Yeah, we only got 11.
We got a speed run.
Okay.
Boom, boom.
I kind of don't really relate to this. Is jarring when people cancel or change plans? Yes, very. I don't understand where characters and stories lie to each other so often. Well, I mean, that's different from real life.
Yeah, well, it's to progress a story, but I also don't get it. It makes me mad. But I think that's what it's supposed to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I relate it in story, yeah. Figuring out meanings in social situations feels like interpreting a foreign language. Sure.
I think interpreting that was like a foreign language.
WikiHow, yeah. Loud noises and bright or flickering lights bother me. It's okay. Yeah, maybe. I can't always tell when someone is being sarcastic, whether teasing is friendly or unfriendly. Not really. I organize things with a careful system, no way. Labeling and talking about my feelings can be difficult, yeah, sure. I don't... It's distracting me. I don't have the easiest time connecting with people.
Oomph is friendly. That's why they're oomph.
Personal, yes. I'm not a fan of eye contact, true. I've noticed that my interests are different. Yes, I'm very niche and
Yo, you're
indie.
So indie. You belong here in KDBS.
Sometimes I get so overwhelmed that I can't
think straight.
I may shut down, cry, or have an out.
We can do that afterwards.
No, I'm normal.
Oh, normal? Normal?
I can't bear certain tastes or textures in food. Wait, true. Oh, I have to download a PDF.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if this test is going to be accurate.
Wait.
Wait, you may have you have many autistic traits.
Wait,
it may be worth
Oop is autistic!
Now take the Are You Gay test.
Wait. Where'd it go?
Oop is literally autistic. Our first diagnosis of the autism show is finally completed. I diagnose Oop with autism.
Thank you. It's an honor. It wants me to join the army
now. This is actually like a landmark for our show.
Quiz, am I gay? WikiHow, am I gay?
This is a really big moment for our show. This is the first time we've ever diagnosed someone. I think we're progressing a lot with our show. And if you'd like to hear about more diagnoses later in the future, stay tuned for the autism show. But we're still continuing though for the day.
Okay. Have you ever had feelings for a same gender close friend?
No way.
I don't think so.
Oop isn't gay. Oop is straight.
I might be straight. Have you ever kissed someone?
I don't know. Wait, maybe Oop is asexual.
Oh, what?
Jeffy? Wait, another Oop has entered
what?
The studio.
I'm the pupil. Wait, any word?
It's poomph.
It's poomph.
I just got out of fish lab.
Wait, how? Oh, the fish. I heard a lot of autistic people like that lab.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, next time I think we should diagnose poomph with autism.
Honestly, I feel like there's only like one confirmed in that lab as far as I know. Just kidding. I don't know, actually. I'm not in that lab, though.
Okay.
But we're all in Indonesian gamelan.
Wait, yeah.
Wait.
That's so fun.
Exciting.
Oh yeah, what about queer characters?
How do you feel about queer characters?
What if I just come out as completely homophobic right now? I've totally watched shows just for the queer ships and storylines. They're asking me if I'm fujoing out right now.
Wait, yeah, you should watch Alien Stage. Yeah.
I see it on my timeline. The positive representation, but they don't stand out to me.
No. You love Mizisua from Alien Stage.
I fujoed out before, I'll be honest.
I'm Himejoshiing out.
She's neutral.
Do you get it?
No, I actually don't.
Here's a quick lesson for you all. Fujoshi is like a girl that likes yaoi. Then Himejoshi, oh yeah, because joshi means girl. Himejoshi is a girl that likes yuri. And then Fudanshi is a guy that likes yaoi. And then Himedanshi is a guy that likes yuri. Yeah.
Crazy terms to have on law, but I didn't even know there was like a word for any of this. But anyways, this reminds me, actually, I don't know what you said. When you said girl that likes yaoi, it reminds me of one of my oldest shadows, DJ Erica. Wait, I don't know why I just called out DJ Erica. Yeah, DJ Erica is wilding. DJ Erica on X is wilding, guys.
I think you mean twitter.com.
Yeah. The everything app.
Yeah. Well, this is big news for the autism show, but DJ Mudskipper is Himejoshi.
Yeah. Breaking news.
No freaking way.
I honestly like forgot that like what that word meant already.
Himejoshi is a girl that likes yuri, because hime means princess and then joshi is girl.
Wow.
You sound really excited about that.
The more you learn. This reminds me of a movie I watched actually yesterday called, it's called But I'm a Cheerleader. Have you guys heard of that movie?
You watched it?
I watched it, yeah, I literally watched it again though. I watched it with Gael. I mean, I wonder who that is.
Yeah.
But I watched it with someone named DJ Aura actually. But anyways, yeah, me and DJ Aura watched it and it was about conversion therapy. It was about conversion therapy. And RuPaul was the camp counselor of this conversion therapy camp.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the next question on the Am I Gay quiz is if you've ever been sent to conversion therapy.
That's before even knowing that you're gay. They send a straight kid to conversion therapy.
Honestly, you guys should actually watch, in my opinion, you should watch. But I'm not the cheer. Oh, yeah. Because they don't know. She doesn't know at the beginning.
DJ Mudskipper watched.
I've seen Tumblr GIFs.
I saw it. On YouTube.
When someone asks you
who you're crushing on.
Oh,
I guess
I say Christian.
Yeah, Chris Money.
I don't really get the big deal about crushes. Oomf might be aromantic asexual.
If someone asked me who I was crushing on, I would say Kajiyama Futa, the red mud skipper. Yep.
Has anyone ever asked you
for
Yeah. No one has directly asked me. Someone said that I wear like lesbian shirts though.
Oh, I'll are you gay? That's my question. Let's see. Now you can say yes.
I don't know about like lesbian, but I've definitely seen like the shirt you have. I feel like someone who's bi would wear it. Well, maybe I'm thinking about my bi friend DJ Riley.
And then, yeah, no. DJ Rye, no, DJ Rye Bread would definitely wear what you're wearing right now.
What does this mean?
Which is a gray shirt, has like a mountain on it, like a little mountain. It says
Banff,
something
Canada.
Banff, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Banff, Canada?
Yes, that's where I got the shirt.
Wait, what? How was Banff? What is there?
Like trees and such. And like
mountains?
Yes. Trees, mountains.
It's like
Canada.
A national park. Yeah.
Wow. I think.
I know.
Wow. It's
crazy.
Canada.
Vancouver.
I want to go to Vancouver.
I have no idea what's there.
Me neither.
Tim Hortons. Canadian people.
I think Canadian maple syrup is worse than American maple syrup.
What?
It's too sweet there.
That makes me want to try it. I'm so curious.
I'm also curious. You know, like the song Curious by Eyes One?
Oh my god.
I'm so curious. I'm so curious.
Or like the Shiny song.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I'm so curious. Yeah.
I would think you should put, no one has
directly
asked me.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, are you gay?
Well, should I say one person has asked? I've been asked that once or twice.
Yeah.
You've asked me that twice today. Can you imagine being in a relationship? What do you picture?
I know who I'd picture.
Any gender seems okay. How do you feel about identifying as gay? I'm not sure how I feel. Have you ever felt attracted to someone of the same gender? Not really, yeah. Just shouldn't that be the only question?
Well, maybe you don't know.
How do you feel about dating someone of the opposite gender?
That would feel like a chore.
I'm not really interested in anyone. Do you ever fantasize about being with someone of the same gender?
Wait, this is just the same question over and over.
Sometimes, I guess. Can you imagine? Oh my god. I'm too young for that.
Oomph is really young.
I was just born yesterday. Yeah, I'm too young for that. If you scroll through your feed or For You page, do you see content from queer creators? My oomphs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you got me. Flash forward 5 years, how likely is it that your partner is the same gender as you?
Am I gay, Kat?
Would you be comfortable using an LGBT dating app? Not really. A few good friends of mine identify as LGBT.
What was that glance?
What inspired you to take this quiz? I was forced to. I'm curious.
I'm so curious. Oomph is curious.
Oh my god.
Oh, you have to view the PDF.
PDF.
Don't view PDF.
So what's the answer?
You may experience a small amount of attraction.
Wait! Oh my god. After the autism diagnosis, Oomph has also been diagnosed with gay.
Partially gay. They couldn't
bisexual?
Just a little bit. Well, this is the end of the autism show.
We just got two diagnoses done. This is like a really big move for the autism show. I'm really happy, really excited. who knows what's going to be next for the autism show?
I don't know. Okay, so that is the end of the show. Thank you to Oomph.
Thank you for
CJ Mudskipper.
Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you to autism fans.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you to the next DJ.
DJ Sunday Gravy.
Yes.